We're now joined by head coach Jeremy Slaughter over at Tri-County High School of Jamesport. Lady Mustangs 2-1. When we talked last week, they're getting ready for Breckenridge and had a home test with North Harrison on Friday. They passed both tests. They beat Breckenridge 72-32. They beat North Harrison to start the conference season with a W 52-41. A test at Pattonsburg against the GRC's Lady Panthers tonight. And then Newtown Harris coming up at Newtown on Thursday. Coach, a two-game winning streak. That's a better conversation this week than last. I have to add, loss to Green City.
Yeah, I tell you what, our girls, that was a tough loss at Green City, but they're an excellent team, and we knew that going in that they posed some matchup challenges for us. But I was really proud of how we bounced back last week. Had a big win against Breckenridge, and then Friday night an even bigger win against the defending conference champions. And so we're excited about where we're at right now, and we just want to keep the momentum going and keep playing well.
When you play a team of Green City's caliber, especially a player of Brooke Littrell's caliber, it makes you guys better in the long run. At least that's what you hope. Did you see the benefits of that against Breckenridge?
Yeah, I think so. It exposed some things that maybe we had missed early on in practices, and we had an opportunity over the Thanksgiving break to work on our rebounding, and we think that improved last week. And also, I just think it helps us to kind of see, what do we have to do to compete against the elite teams? We want to become one of the best teams in our conference, and in order to beat some of the best teams in the conference, we have to be able to go out and compete against teams like Green City.
The conference, for so many years, it was Mercer. They had the run of four years, and then the second group that ended with a state championship. So they were just very, very difficult to beat, obviously. Last year, Mercer down a little bit. North Harrison wins the title. And then this year, Mercer's up a little bit. Your team is certainly up. It's as interesting as a girls' race in the HDC as I can remember in about a decade. I think there are a lot of teams in this conversation.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's going to be one of those years, I think, where there's so many teams that are competitive, that are right there together, that one or two losses could be the difference between not winning the conference and winning the conference. So Friday night, that was a big win for us, to beat a team like that that's so well coached. And, we just want to go out against Pattonsburg tonight and try to do the same things and get in our press and really push the ball up the floor and hopefully good things will happen.
So I'm trying to remember names off the top of my head, Coach, because I don't have the score sheets from Friday night in front of me. But in most of your games this year, you scored the ball pretty well, but you've also had kind of you got a pretty good 1-2 punch with a couple of girls that score it pretty consistently, right?
Yeah, a lot of times we brought back our two leading scorers. We brought back almost everyone from last year and added some freshmen to that mix. Jaden Almond was our leading scorer. Bailey Hoover was our second leading scorer. And Jaden was in foul trouble Friday night. We had other girls step up. It's the first time I can remember coaching, and I've been doing this a long time now, that we didn't have anyone in double digits on Friday night. So we score 52 points, and we have eight of our nine girls that play regularly who scored points. And so I don't know if you want to do that every night, but it was exciting to see different players have big moments in a game like that, where everyone contributed, everyone played a big role, and that was exciting for our team.
And now as you look at the schedule as a whole, I know every coach is going to say, the game in front of you is the most important game, and there's a lot of truth to that. Yep. You have three games on the road, and then you get Mercer come to your place, then that's going to be a huge game on the 13th. So if you can, get on a little bit of roll away from Jamesport, you'd really set up to have a lot of momentum going into Mercer.
Yeah, and that's what you're trying to do as you head into the conference games. And, yeah, you're right about that. I think the players, it's important to keep them focused on the game that's right now, which is Pattonsburg for us tonight. But over the weekend and when you don't have a game coming right up, you as a coach, you do think about those things. I went and scouted Mercer last week. I went and scouted Osborne last night. So you are trying to think ahead a little bit about what you're trying to do as a coach, whereas your team, you're trying to really get them to focus on the game at hand. And I think our group does a really good job of that. And we're not that far removed from being a team that really struggled to get any wins, and so you know, I don't think our girls are going to take any games for granted.
Well, and it kind of goes into the aspect I was going to, where you kind of took the words right out of my mouth, where it was probably 2 years ago, where, you know, Tri-County's really struggling. Now the worm has turned a little bit. Yeah, a huge win against North Harrison. But it also, you know, if I'm in your shoes, and I'm sure you kind of think the same way I am, Coach, that I would be concerned about, you know, not wanting to lose one of those conference games that you feel like you're going to win, and trying to avoid stubbing your toe in that sort of situation.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for us, it's been a really long time since there's even been a winning record here. So we look at games and go, we don't, you know, we want to win every game that we feel like we can or should win, and then we also want to, you know, try to make our way up the conference ladder, and tonight will be a big one for us tonight, and just heading into Christmas break to get off to a good start would be a big deal for us.
What does Pattonsburg have that concerns you, Coach, when you look at them?
Well, I think they're a better team than they were last year. They struggled. They have some young players that are very, very good. They returned some players this year that got a lot of experience last year, so you know, I think for us, we need to do a good job of playing our style, and we play really fast, and we shoot a lot of threes, and so we have to make sure that we don't forget about the defensive end, because when those threes aren't going in, it's really important for us to really do things well defensively. But I think at the end of the night, most nights we're looking at the pace of the game and the tempo. If we play our pace and our tempo, we think we can wear a lot of teams out, because we have a lot of depth, and you know, we're going to try to do that again tonight.
With Newtown and the trip up there coming up Thursday, what's your quick thoughts on that matchup and the Tigers?
Well, you know, Newtown, that's always a tough place to play, and you know, we were competitive in some games with them last year. We won all three matchups, but the first couple of games were very close, so we're going to take them very seriously, and we'll go play our style and see what happens.
And that's the big game out of the three. And you know, not that every game is not big, but that's the conference game.
Yeah. You don't want to have any slip ups in conference, especially, like I said, a team like Newtown. We beat them three times last year. We don't want to fall backwards this year. We want to make sure that we keep moving forward and try to reach our goals that we've set for ourselves.
Next week, we'll talk Osborne, we'll talk Mercer, and we'll talk a couple of games that Tri-County has now set for Holiday Hoops in Trenton. One on the 15th. They're also going to play, weather permitting, on New Year's Eve. It's been cold, Coach. I got to put weather permitting on all this stuff for December.
Exactly, yeah, that's for sure.
If we can make it there through the cold and the snow, they'll be at the Ketchum Center on the 15th against Buckley-Macon County, and then New Year's Eve against Hardin Central. Appreciate the time, Coach. I will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you. We always appreciate the coverage.